Let's listen to a hadith about going towards good and doing good, helping other people do good, and refraining from sins, and helping others refrain from sin as well. Sayyidina Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "The example of those who adhere to the limits of Allah Almighty and those who violate them is like those who drew lots in a ship. So some of them received a bottom place and some on its upper portion. Thus those at the bottom had to go to those who were at the top for water. This troubled those at the bottom, of course. So a person from below took an axe and began to make a hole in the lower part of the ship. Those from the top came to him and asked, 'What is the matter with you?' He replied, 'You were made to face difficulty on my account, and I cannot survive without water. Thus, if they take hold of his hand, they will save him and themselves. But if they leave him, they will destroy him and themselves.'" Now it is stated in Mirat al-Manajih under the explanation of this hadith that this hadith uses a similarity to explain the importance of forbidding evil and commanding good. It has been mentioned that if the obligation of commanding good and forbidding evil is left with the understanding people that no one committing wrong is only harming himself and it does not affect us, then this is a wrong interpretation. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is because the effects of that sin impact the entire society. Just as the one who damages the ship does not drown alone, but takes everyone else with him. Similarly, the crime of a few individuals who do wrong become a menace that spreads across the whole society. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, instead of being only focused on our own rectification, we should have concern for rectifying others. This is because there are many sins whose harms afflict others too. For example, if a person were to commit an act of stealing, it would result in the loss for the one whose thing has been stolen. The same applies to being treacherous in the matter of trust, cursing, slandering, backbiting, tale-telling, exposing the faults of others, unjustly taking the wealth of others, shedding blood, causing harm to one another without any given reason. Alongside these worldly harms, dear viewers of Madani Channel, such a person will also face loss in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from these sins, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us on the right path. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.